On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent. At 1 o'clock, it is Amante Falkenstein.
The health secretary is meeting the boss of Instagram later as the site faces pressure to remove suicide and self-injury content. The platform's promised to bring in new measures to tackle the issue. Mental health campaigner Rachel Campney says children must be protected.
Get rid of adverts around diet culture or body shaming or letting influencers sell them kind of detox teas. I'd also suggest that the hashtags such as suicide and self-harm should bring up a prompt such as Samaritan's helpline number and other helpline numbers that are available.
Meanwhile, new official guidelines have been published on youngsters' use of the internet, including a recommendation for phones to be banned at bedtime and at mealtimes. On a similar note, we're being urged to take time today to have a conversation about mental health, as research shows nearly half of people here in the southeast say social media updates mean they don't need to talk to friends in real life. The study's part of a national campaign called Time to Talk Day, which aims to break the stigma around things like depression and anxiety.
KMFM News.
A Maidstone woman who tasered a man with Asperger's syndrome after he looked at her breasts has been jailed for more than a year. It happened as the victim was going to a library in the town last May. 29-year-old Holly Baker from Drawbridge Close says she carried the device for protection. A co-op in Ashford has been taped off after a cash machine was ripped from the building overnight. Residents have reported hearing a loud bang at the store on Faversham Road in the Kennington part of town earlier this morning. In November, thieves smashed their way into the shop and took scratch cards, alcohol and cigarettes. A Whitstable woman has described the moment she was attacked with a hammer after refusing to lend a man money.
He was very angry that I'd asked for help. Very angry. And that seemed to enrage him even more.
Michelle O'Donnell spoken exclusively to KMFM after Perry Redmond was jailed for attempted murder.
I ran out to the side of my property and I unfortunately couldn't get out the gate. And he was hammering me and I thought I was going to die.
The 50-year-old from Boughton-under-Bleam near Faversham left his victim with a broken nose, collarbone and fractured skull after it happened at her home in May last year. He's now starting 22 years behind bars. You can watch more of that interview at kentonline.co.uk. The Bank of England has announced interest rates will stay unchanged at 0.75%. That's despite all the uncertainty surrounding Brexit. A body from the plane which was carrying the footballer Emiliano Sala and pilot David Ibbotson has been recovered. It's being taken to the Isle of Portland in Dorset, where it can be identified by the local coroner. The man who used to be in charge of Kent Police has been talking to KMFM about the racism he suffered during his time as a police officer.
You can imagine, it was very, very wearing. I was getting flack from other police officers and then getting flack when I went out on the streets. So it was a very tough time.
That's Michael Fuller, who became Britain's first black chief constable when he was appointed to run the force here in 2004. He's just released his autobiography, which also describes the moment a petrol bomb was thrown at him during the Brixton riots. You can hear more of that chat with him at kentonline.co.uk as well. Printing documents in Kent is going to lead to more trees being planted in Brazil. The county council's become the first in the UK to sign up to a scheme which means a rainforest there will be added to for every 8,000 pages printed by the authority. The Print Relief Project aims to plant up to 1 million trees a year in the country to restore vital forest corridors. It's been confirmed a country estate near Canterbury that's being transformed into a hotel will open in May. Bridge Place Manor will soon be known as the Pig at Bridge Place. That's after a multi-million pound refurbishment. In the past, the venue's hosted legendary music acts like Led Zeppelin. Bookings are available for that from today. More than a dozen Greg's bakeries across Kent will be stocking vegan sausage rolls from tomorrow. We've put up a list at Kent Online so you can see if your local branch is stocking them. All other stores in the county should have them by March. And there's no host, but four new awards presenters for the Oscars have been announced. Gary Oldman, Frances McDormand, Sam Rockwell and Alison Janney, who all picked up Academy Awards last year, have been confirmed. They'll join stars including Whoopi Goldberg and Daniel Craig.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plus. plumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Crickets and three Kent players have been named in the England women's squads for two upcoming tours. Tammy Beaumont and Laura Marsh are included for the One Day International and T20 series in India later this month. They'll be joined by Fran Wilson when they head to Sri Lanka. And that's the latest. Next update's at 2.